Unheard round the world.
Yes, indeed. The 82nd Annual Academy Award nominations are out. And would you believe, on this show, that's where we're starting. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Up for Best Picture, there are 10 movies, including Avatar and The Hurt Locker. Always a pleasure to welcome on this show screenwriter and author Andrew Klavan. His book dropped today. It's funny, I got in the mail the other day, and I blew off my tennis match. I've only done this twice with people who've come on the show, and the book is called The Long Way Home. It is fabulous. I'm telling you, I am on the last, I'm on page 249. I almost wanted to skip the show just so I could finish reading it. And it was described kind of like a teenage version of 24 on the back cover. And I'm just going to leave it at that because I think it's pretty right on in that description. Andrew, a big day for you. Thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Kate. It's nice to be having me.
And let's talk about Avatar and the problems. And you've discussed this on other shows, and you've been quoted on other papers and whatnot about your problems with Avatar. And others are claiming that there's a mixed message with this movie. And, you know, it's widely been seen now. The cha-ching factor, the box office, I don't have to tell you, has been incredible. But what are the main things that you see in this message of Avatar and with the director James Cameron that are all mixed up or hidden maybe that some people can't see right in front of their face?
Well, you know, James Cameron is a master of burying his anti-American, anti-capitalist ideas in very big commercial fantasy films like Titanic and like Avatar. And Avatar, listen, it's great to look at. It's a beautiful, beautiful film. Technologically and visually. But look, what Cameron has done is he has finally succeeded in selling the vision that Hollywood has been trying to sell for the last 5-6 years of the American military as a group of sadistic, murderous clowns who go out and destroy native people for gain. You know, ever since the War on Terror began, Hollywood has been making these War on Terror films in which our soldiers are rapists and torturers and abusers, and people have been staying away in droves. But Cameron cleverly buried that vision in this big, beautiful science fiction story, and he got people to come and show up for it. But that's what it's about, and he said so.
You know, and I've heard that too. I heard him say it on Entertainment Tonight or somewhere, some interview he did recently. And when you look at the entertainment industry, as somebody who I'm sure you're a fan of the First Amendment, et cetera, down the line, what do you say, though, is the problem with this media that's pushing, in some cases, in Hollywood, this anti-American sentiment? What do you think the danger is in that?
Well, I mean, look, it's the same thing is happening in Hollywood as is happening in Washington. Basically, the so-called elites have become completely disconnected from the rest of us and are doing things to amuse each other and to serve each other instead of serving the people who pay their way. You know, if you look at some of the nominations for the Oscars, a film like Precious, did anyone see Precious? Did even the people in the Academy see Precious? I have, you know, they sent me a free DVD, and I'm using it as a coaster while I watch the football games, you know, and I think, and it's working pretty well. They should nominate it for that. So I think what you have is you have people who all agree with each other, sitting in this industry, talking to each other, reinforcing their views, and then trying to sell these views to the rest of us. And it's like a slow poison. It's not like you go to Avatar and suddenly come out hating the American military. It's that over the course of what is now 40 years of leftism in film, people's minds start to change. They start to think it's cool to do certain things, to have a kid out of wedlock. It's cool to hate the military. It's cool not to believe in God. What kind of moron would believe in God, you know, when all the hip people in the movies don't do it? So it's a slow poison. It's not something that happens suddenly.
So how do you combat that? I guess it's tough because, hey, whoever the ringleaders are at the top, and you know this because you had two pictures that were made, obviously, off of what you have written, and you know that process is very difficult, and there's a club that you have to get in, and I guess it's tough to break through that club, right?
It's tough to break through the club. And the other thing that is really tough is that the reviewers act as a sort of police force. You mentioned my book, The Long Way Home. I mean, that has a character in it who's a Christian and a patriot. I get attacked for that in the press. Bruce Willis gets attacked when he makes a movie like Tears of the Sun that shows the military in a good light. And so after a while, artists who depend on reviews, we depend on good reviews to get the word out to the people about our work. We learn to keep our head down unless you're a stubborn, ornery cuss like myself. You know, you learn to keep your head down and toe the line. And even people who I know for a fact have more conservative, pro-American or pro-religious views, you know, keep quiet about it.
Yeah, we talked about the Avatar specifically, but I mentioned the Hurt Locker, too, where I know a lot of people who have served and they say, well, this is pretty accurate as to the specifics of if you were detonating a bomb, et cetera, or if you were working along those lines. But you say there's other things that are also wrapped in that war film, too.
Well, I basically like The Hurt Locker for the following reason. The Hurt Locker alone among the War on Terror films, and I've written and seen I've seen a lot of the War on Terror films, alone among them, The Hurt Locker shows the bad guys, the Islamist insurgents, as people who entice children to a certain spot so they can blow up as many of them as possible, whereas they show the American soldiers as people working under the most humane rules of combat, of engagement, in the history of humankind. And they show that on screen. And so even though the director, Catherine Bigelow, has soldiers in it who are bad guys and shows kind of people addicted to war, and even though the screenwriter wrote a horrible, horrible anti-war film called In the Valley of Elah, the film itself at least shows who's right and who's wrong. So I appreciated it for that, and I have to give it props for that.
When you come out with a book like the one that came out today, The Long Way Home, and as you talk about a Christian character and whatnot and getting, let's use a different word, crucified in a way in the reviews for doing that, what do your old pals in Hollywood say? Do they think that you've traded teams, or what do they think?
Well, I've taken a big hit, especially during the War on Terror, when I wrote very loud pieces in places like the Los Angeles Times and the Wall Street Journal, saying that it was shameful. It's not shameful to oppose the war. Everybody's entitled to his opinion. It's shameful to make what are essentially propaganda films supporting the enemy and showing our soldiers as bad guys while they're in the field protecting them. I would like personally to see the American military withdraw its protection from Malibu and see how quickly James Cameron moves out of his mansion, you know. So that cost me. But, you know, it's beginning to thaw, not just for me personally, but I think it's beginning to thaw in general. I mean, the Academy this year recognized the Blind Side, which is a film that shows evangelical Christians in a good light, which is unbelievable. Nominated Sandra Bullock, who is an actual movie star, a person that actual human beings go to see, as opposed to George Clooney, who never makes movies that people go to see. So I think it's beginning to thaw a little bit. And the reason it's beginning to thaw is that people are beginning to speak up. It's not just me. It's guys like John Voight and my pal John Nolte over at the Big Hollywood website, just constantly pounding out the message that it's no fair. You know, we don't mind there being liberal films. We mind conservative voices, patriotic voices, and voices of faith being shut out. And that message is, I think, starting to get through. It's slow, but it's happening.
Very well said. All right, The Long Way Home just came out today. Great read. Andrew Clavin, best-selling author, very opinionated. Love having you on the show. Thanks so much, Andrew, for stopping by. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, lap band surgery might become an elective surgery. We'll tell you why.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. 5305 or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Peter Kranschnabel here from Midas Resources, and today is February 5th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,061.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,090.48, $545.24 for a half ounce, and $272.62 for a quarter ounce. That is $1,090.48, $545.24, and $272.62.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hollywood coming up a little bit later in the show. Coast to coast and everywhere in between. That is America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Always thrilled to be the captain of this ship. Boy, a lot of people, you see the obesity rates and you see what people are trying to do to get fit, and just sometimes they can't. They need something to help them get over the hurdle. And what's been very successful for a lot of people has been the lap band surgery. In the break, I was telling our maestro, our technical maestro, that I knew somebody, that a guy that had it done, and it worked like a gem, like a charm for him. But joining us on the show is Dr. Wade Barker, and he's got his own bariatric center. And what he does is he does a lot of that revisional surgery to actually help improve the results of whatever the previous procedure was. I guess in some cases it doesn't take for some people. Hey, Doc, thanks for hanging late with us on ATM. We appreciate it.
No problem. How are you, Kate?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. I hope you're doing well also. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. I didn't realize that, but I guess if we go back to the beginning of the whole lap band thing, for some people it doesn't take. Is that right, Doc?
Yeah, there's a variety of people that don't respond to the lap band initially, and then there's another group who have an initial response that end up regaining some weight. And, of course, that's the problem with any procedure, and weight loss is keeping the weight off long term.
And is any of that part of the, you know, the whole willpower thing? Oh, I'm excited, I get it done, I'm looking really good, and then somehow I just fall off the wagon, I just fall off the program. Do you see that happen with a lot of the patients that you'll end up seeing?
Well, certainly you get a lot of secondary gain when you're losing weight, when that weight loss tails off, or when the weight's been gone for a couple of years, you quit getting compliments. But, you know, it's a very complex problem, and part of it is the patient. Part of it is just there are changes around the band as time goes on. The stomach and the esophagus above the band dilate a little bit, and that allows patients to eat more. They don't feel full like they once did. And as those changes go on throughout the years, then it allows them to eat. And the band really doesn't keep them from eating then. It just keeps the food from going from the pouch and the lower esophagus into the greater part of the stomach.
Yeah. What, Doc, what made you go into this kind of surgery, which is couldn't be more red hot right now? What sent you in this direction?
Well, really, as a young surgeon, I was just helping another surgeon do a procedure called a vertical banded gastroplasty in 1998 and 99, and I started doing those on my own, and it just evolved from there. And I had some patients insist I do a gastric bypass, and found that that worked much better than the gastroplasty did, and then just kind of moved on to laparoscopic procedures. And as you do these procedures, as I alluded to earlier, you find that for some people, they either quit working or they never worked as they should to start with, and so you have to identify what the problem is and then correct that surgically.
You know, it's your website's great because people all want to see the testimonials. They want to see what people look like. They want to see what happened. And I got to tell you, the people, you've got a couple of different examples. One woman who lost 100 pounds, a guy who lost 180 pounds. Those two right there, they look like they could be models. The difference is incredible. Is that the satisfaction in doing this surgery?
It still impresses me. I'll have people come into the office, and I honestly don't recognize them. And I know I'm supposed to, so it is impressive. But people have a lot of gratitude when you change their life like that, and that's kind of fun.
Do you see this as possibly being an elective surgery in the future? Do you see this down the road, just the lap procedure going in that direction eventually?
From the perspective of, you mean being offered to a wider variety of patients?
Yes.
Patients not quite as heavy?
Yes.
I do see things going that way already at this time. Research is moving towards lighter and lighter patients, particularly those with medical problems. But not all of the benefits from weight loss surgery are things that we could define with numbers. You know, it's easy when somebody has diabetes or high blood pressure, but that's not what patients typically are most interested in. They're interested in a better quality of life, and that's what they experience every day. You know, a lot of them are very happy to get rid of their medical problems, but if you ask patients, that's not always what their main drive is.
Yeah, because you do so many different forms of this, I can imagine how many patients you see. What's the average, like on an average month, Doc, how many patients do you see?
Because we have to follow these patients for such a long time, I do about 1,000 cases a year, and we follow each of those patients about 5 or 6 times in a year, and then with each previous year for 5 years, all of those patients each year. So we see about 10,000 office visits a year and do about 1,000 surgeries a year.
Whew. Boy, that certainly makes you an expert. How long have you been doing this type of surgery? You mentioned how you got involved in it, but how long has that been?
Yeah, it's been a little over 10 years.
Wow.
Very gratifying 10 years.
Yeah, have you seen in that decade, have you seen a lot of, I guess you have, seen a lot of advancements in the technique?
Yeah, going from just open to laparoscopic procedures has decreased the complication rate about 50%. The risk for having a gastric bypass is about the same as the risk for removing your gallbladder. And that's been a big change from years past.
And no kidding. Interesting stuff. If you want to, you got to check out Dr. Wade's website. I'm telling you, you start to see these people, and you want to. Well, I think we all want to run and get a procedure done. You got to check it out. It's DRW. It's DRW Barker and .com, and go and look at it because you'll see these guys that lost a massive amounts of weight, 186 pounds, 130 pounds, just incredible. What a gratifying job, like I said, it has to be for you, and you mentioned that in the past decade. Thanks for coming on with us. Will you come back again, Doc, to talk about the whole weight loss thing?
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate your time, Kate.
Oh, yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming on. Boy, fascinating stuff, as this is now, what, a month and 2 days into the new year, and you've got the whole weight loss wars on the tube. But I was thinking about this the other day, where you've got, you have Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig and I don't know how many different diets. It's crazy when you start to look around. It's like when you go to a bookstore, guys, you know this. I'm in the sports section, you look over, you start to wander around the bookstore. And the whole weight loss industry or things related to weight or exercise, it couldn't be bigger. The other day when I was at Barnes & Noble, I swear to you, the biggest section was that section. Because so many people want to look better, feel better, whatever it is. Whether you're talking about just dumping a couple LBs or talking about losing a lot of weight. And I was very curious about the whole lap band thing. And as the doc mentioned, where it's gone from the very beginning when you would just sort of hear about it on medical shows or you'd be flipping around watching your local news and they'd talk about it. They'd have those, like I said, the health reporter would do a segment on it. And it seemed crazy, this gastric bypass. Then you'd hear about somebody in the next town over that had it done and nobody recognized them. And they went back to whatever, their 10-year reunion, their 15-year reunion. And now it's just so commonplace for so many people. As he said, 1,000 cases a year or 10,000 office visits. That boy, that's a lot in following these, in following these stories and seeing where they end up. And more people, because there's certain qualifications, and more people want to have the surgery done. They want the benefits of the surgery, whether it's they're huffing and puffing down the steps and they can't chase their kids around or their grandkids around or, you know, whatever it is. But it's interesting. And I guess pretty much the lap band surgery has the same risk as the other weight loss surgery alternatives that are flying around out there. But it's not as much of an invasive nature of a type of procedure. And that's what he was getting at, too. So it's not as severe, I guess, the complications and whatnot. But sadly, it'll be the day where almost everybody's having this done because so many people are having trouble knocking off the old weight, the old-fashioned way. They're not able to do it, and they need that extra, you know, they need that extra bump, and they turn to the surgeries. All you have to do is sit in front of the tube for a couple of hours of prime time. Guarantee you'll see at least a couple commercials for those kind of procedures. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to give you the odds and ends on the day politically. Plus, before the end of the hour, we'll give you some of the other Academy Award nominations for you movie fans. Hang with us here on ATN.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All of that and saves money, too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
It's kind of like the Lazy Susan approach to talk radio this hour. So, continuing down that path here on America Tonight, I thought it'd be fun to throw in at Bad Boys for the evening. Well, we could go in a lot of directions with this, but what was going on in the mind of Jets coach Rex Ryan? He was fined $50,000 by the team. Did you see these pictures of him? Boy, they had it all over the New York Post. He was at a mixed martial arts event last weekend, and he was smiling, and he was caught on a cell phone camera flipping his middle finger at a fan during the competition. He was in, like I said, he was at this mixed martial arts deal. And so, of course, it spread all over the Internet. Then it was on the back pages of the tabloids, and it hit every single New York outlet that you can imagine. So he apologizes the next day, says he was stupid and inappropriate for doing that, says that he wouldn't accept. This is what I like. They know their hand, you know their hand is forced when he's just met the real Ryan. He's just messing around. You know that he's got that, trash mouth. And so, something upset him, so he does the, flips the bird, but now he has to come back and apologize. So I love the statements that they release. I wouldn't accept that type of behavior from one of the coaches or players. It's unacceptable for me. The general manager, Tannenbaum, was not happy. He said they were disappointed and they would address the matter internally. So he has to pay the $50,000, but that's not all that's going to happen to him. His little gesture was a pretty expensive one. He's probably going to be fined by the NFL because they've got a personal conduct policy and everybody's on board. Everybody signs a little piece of paper saying they're going to abide by it. So he could be fined some pretty big bucks. If you remember, Roger Goodell fined Titans owner Bud Adams $250,000 when he made an obscene gesture to fans back in November. But that was during an NFL game. Still, I think this will count. They'll find him something. They'll find him something, whatever it is, and it'll be pretty chunky. It might not be $250.
The Jets fined him $50,000.
Yeah, I know. I said that.
And then, I don't think the NFL is going to do anything though.
I heard that they are going to do something. They're going to fine him. Yeah, I heard from a good inside source, let's say, that he's going to get fined something. It might not be quite as severe as Bud Adams, because, like I said, he was at a game. It was during an NFL game. But they're gonna fine him because he signed that personal conduct policy thing. So that's where they'll be able to nip him. They'll be able to say, listen, this is, you know, not becoming for us. And you're an ambassador. You just came off of a championship game. People know who you are. They know what you look like. And you can't be doing that kind of stuff. So I think he'll get more than a tongue lashing from Goodell. He's going to get a fine. We'll know what it is probably in the next day or two, but yeah.
I think that he was probably provoked pretty well, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there was a bunch of people yelling certain obscenities at him, because in Miami, they're a huge rival.
The Dolphins, yeah, the Dolphins and the Jets. So, and remember, the Dolphins beat the Jets both times this year.
So it probably wasn't. And he had his little, who is it with? Channing Crowder. He had a little spat with him, too. So there's a lot of talk going on, so I'm sure that there wasn't the friendliest of things being said to him, and that's probably what set him off, and he's not exactly the coolest customer either.
Well, see, here's the problem. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You have to take it. Sometimes it is ridiculous, the verbal abuse. So I don't know how the players can stand it. We've seen before in the past where some of the hoop guys have gone into the stands, and, of course, they get outrageous fines, and they end up losing their temper and going after a fan or whatever. But the stuff that is yelled out, it's not a kinder, gentler crowd in some of these arenas and stadiums. And, yeah, and I guarantee you're right. He was provoked. He just didn't do that on his own. But that doesn't matter. Provoked or not, they'll still, I mean, that's why he was fined already from the team. But he'll get slapped with something else. Trust me on this one. Okay, so we go from our bad boys to a couple of other interesting things that have cropped up. So we were just talking about medicine. We're talking about bariatric stuff with the doc and the whole weight loss thing. I'm going to stick with medicine for a quick second. There's a major British medical journal that is retracted a flawed study that links the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines to autism. There's a movement. I mean, sadly, more kids are being diagnosed with autism, and it's a huge problem across the country. Let's take the U.S. So there is a movement that the vaccines, because of the way they're administered and the reaction to all kids taking them is different, and how many months apart and all that sort of stuff, there was a theory floating around that for sure you could link some things to possibly autism emerging as a result. So now that they're retracting this, I mean, this comes a day after the medical journal, the competing medical journal, BMJ, issued an embargo commentary that called for, they call it the Lancet, for the Lancet to retract their study that named specifically those vaccines as being linked to autism. So now they're pulling that back. And they say the arguments were considered to be proven, and part of the social drama of the demon vaccine took on a life of its own, just like in the United States. And British parents decided, We're not gonna do the vaccines. We're not gonna do that. We're gonna forget it. And it led to a bunch of measles, lots of measles cases popping up in schools in England. So now these studies are showing there's no proof that the vaccine is connected to autism. See, here's the thing. Are they reacting because they have pressure? Because hello, who are they funded by? So oops, the measles outbreak. Well, screw that. We can't have a bunch of measles floating around in these schools. So you better take that back. We got to figure out how can we link this to autism. We got to retract that. We can't have that, because then people are frightened and they're afraid to get the shots. And we need these kids to be vaccinated. So it is a It is a hot button issue, very hot, you know, radioactive across this country and in England. And maybe it was maybe 6 months ago, Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey, I happened to see them. They were on Larry King. He was really supporting her, but he was saying how he had gotten knee deep into all this research, and they had doctors that would say, listen, you know, this whole idea that kids have to be vaccinated and they have to have the doctor's proof, and they have to have this certain times and when they're taking them, et cetera, that it's not kosher because they need to do more studies on the reaction, and that there's proof linking this to the possibility of autism. So I think it's fascinating that this controversy, because of an outbreak, suddenly the one very accredited major British medical journal retracts almost immediately what they had done all this research on that linked the vaccines, I said, the mumps, rubella, measles, to autism. They suddenly retracted it. And how do they get around this? They said that the children used in the study, that they did it unethically, that the researcher, the main researcher, had a callous disregard for the kids he used in the study, and he acted unethically. But the main researcher and two of his colleagues refused to renounce the study. And they're willing to stand up, so much so, they don't care if they're stripped of their right to practice medicine in Britain. So that tells me there is so much more behind this. Why would they stand like a wall if they were completely wrong in what they found? Why would they do that? And what they did is they took blood samples from kids. In fact, the main researcher took blood samples from kids at his son's birthday party, and he paid them like $8, whatever it was, and for contributions, and then use the samples, and that's how they tested them. And that's what they're saying is unethical. But the fact, I think, that this guy and two others who had previously flawless records, the main medical researcher's name is Andrew Wakefield, by the way, has had flawless records. The fact that they're willing to stand on that and not retract the statements, I mean, that speaks volumes, honestly. More likely, there could be just a little bit of a, let's say, cover-up here. Well, we don't like this. Measles are breaking out. We've got to come back, and we've got to combat this somehow. All right, our daily salute, too. We're going to hit this at the top, so I don't forget in this version of ATN. I love stories like this. There's a teenage girl in New Zealand. Better get that applause ready, those people there in Minneapolis. I hope they're drinking that Red Bull so they stay awake. A teenage girl in New Zealand bashed a shark over the head. The shark was attacking her. So she bashed the shark over the head with her bodyboard until it let go. She's 14 years old. She's in waist-deep water with her brother on a beach when he grabbed her hip. She didn't notice the shark until the attack was underway. The brother's face fell. He turned to the side. He saw the large gray thing in the water. He was trying to do what he could do. And then, hey, it worked. She hit him. He got loose. And then they got out of the water. And what the shark did, ripped her wetsuit and penetrated the skin a little bit, but the teenage girl didn't need stitches. Woo! See, that deserves the daily salute because she was smart enough to be calm enough. Yeah. Good for you, Lydia Ward. Smart enough to have the presence of mind to slam the shark on the head. See, it does work. They say that the shark was about 10 feet long. Ooh, yikes. Hang with us, everybody.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
And moving and grooving, well, shadow wise anyway. They've been doing that for so long. By the way, yeah, the groundhog saw his shadow. You know what that means? More winter in store for all of us. 6 more weeks of winter if you believe in the whole Punxsutawney Phil deal. All right, we have really zigged and zagged all over the place, certainly in this hour of America tonight. Let's go to Al across the border in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. Bozeman, Montana, 1090 AM, carries your excellent show on Sunday night. Why? What's up with the fact they don't carry your show Monday through Thursday?
I don't... What do they have on the air?
they carry your show on Sunday night.
Right.
Monday through Thursday, they've got some guy named Phil Henry.
Oh.
And he's got the same guy phoning in every night. Maybe like me, but he has the same guest. It seems like the same guest. It's kind of like a comedian. It's kind of funny, but it's not
right.
It's not as good as your show. I don't know. It's some kind of a gimmick he's got with. He calls himself a different name every night, but I think it's the same guy that is some kind of a guest interviews. But anyways, I'd like to apologize to the Dallas Cowboys because there's a company here in Saskatoon that allegedly, possibly, might have tried to kill the Dallas Cowboys. There was a huge windstorm at a practice last year, I think, mm-hmm. where the the roof collapsed. You know about that, eh?
Oh yeah, I was covering it. Yes.
Yeah, and the roof is made out of hemp, I think. It's a canvas roof. I think it's made out of legal marijuana or hemp or something.
But yeah.
Maybe the guys that put it in were smoking hemp, but they don't know whether it was a design flaw or an installation flaw or a maintenance flaw. They don't know, but it's called Cover All Industries, and it was installed by a subsidiary in Cincinnati, I think, but the headquarters is here in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. So anyways, I don't know who's at fault, so I don't want to be premature, but Kate, Nancy Pelosi would have medical and health insurance, wouldn't she?
Oh, she's got coverage, yeah.
When is she going to get that silly grin surgically removed from her face? I was watching her tonight. Every time the president opens his mouth, she gets this stupid, silly grin on her face for the entire, as if she were listening to Moses read the Ten Commandments. And one last thing, Kate, the communist country of China, which should be treated exactly like South Africa, in my opinion, like South Africa was when they had apartheid, is going to really try to hammer the United States of America right now. Did you hear that? They're really mad at Obama because apparently Obama has invited the Dalai Lama to the White House. And I think he should go the whole nine yards. He should invite the Dalai Lama, Dolly Parton, and they should have a remounting of Hello Dolly at the White House. Really stick it to the Chinese.
But I'm pumped. You were very good tonight, Al. Thank you. Thanks for the compliments.
Do you think there's some open mic night up in Canada that he goes to every night?
He practices.
He uses material on us.
Yes.
And then he goes to open mic night.
He was good tonight.
Maybe
he was right on course.
Maybe somewhere in Saskatoon.
Exactly. He's already straight. He's playing investigative reporter, too, on that company because the roof blew off in the practice facility, which they're being sued, by the way. And some other folks are being sued, too. That's not a surprise. It was shocking when that came down. There were a bunch of people that were injured as a result. At the top of the show, we mentioned the movies and the fact of, you know, the list of the Oscar nominations. We actually didn't go through a bunch of them. We mentioned that there was 10 nominated for Best Picture. This is interesting. Sandra Bullock, who, you know, she was in romantic comedies like 2 Weeks Notice and Miss Congeniality. But now this Blind Side has put her on the list. It's her first Oscar nomination. What's interesting is Sandra Bullock took the role that Julia Roberts turned down. Julia Roberts was initially offered that and said she wanted to be with her family and couldn't do it. So she, you know, swooped in, was offered it, and took it. So now, all of a sudden, she's nominated for her performance as this wealthy, strong-willed Christian woman who takes a homeless black high school football player into her family, and the movie has become pretty popular, still out there, still being pumped out, and a lot of people went to see that. I haven't seen it, but I heard it was great. And then, of course, she had this romantic comedy that was huge at the box office called The Proposal, and that made like $314 million worldwide. And also, this is interesting, that movie was a movie that Julia Roberts turned down, and she swooped in, was offered it, and she got the box office buzz as a result, because you got to have a lot of that box office stuff too, or they don't want to offer you the pictures anymore. Isn't that crazy, Matt? She took two pictures that Roberts turned down, and look at where it ended up for her.
In my opinion, that's the best movie this movie could have made. I am not
I
a fan of Julia Roberts.
No, you're not.
The
America's Sweetheart, you're trashing her.
I know. I'm sure there's a lot of people that disagree with me, but the only movie I've ever liked her in was Erin Brockovich, and that's about it.
And she won an Academy Award for that.
I don't like her. I don't know. There's just something about her that it's not my cup of tea, and I don't like it.
I don't like it. Sandra Bullock.
But you know what?
Team
Sandra
Bullock.
Bullock, also, she got nominated for a Razzie as well for
I know.
For what was that movie? All About Steve or something
yes.
like that?
Yes.
So that's one thing, to be nominated for an Oscar and a Razzie in the same year.
Yeah. And that I did see that movie, too, and it was silly and ridiculous. But I think she's funny. I like Sandra Bullock, too. Best Picture, Avatar, The Blind Side, District 9, and Education, The Hurt Locker, and Glorious Bastards, Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. I agree with Andrew Clavin, who said, who saw that movie? He said he got a free copy of it and he used it as a coaster. I mean, not to trash it, but I didn't see it either. A Serious Man, Up in the Air. Man, I saw a bunch of those movies. I loved Hurt Locker. I did. I liked Hurt Locker. I liked Up in the Air, but it won't get it. There's no way. Loved Inglourious Basterds. I don't see that getting it. Probably Avatar ends up winning that in that category. Best Actor, Jeff Bridges for Crazy Heart. Clooney, Up in the Air. Colin Firth, A Single Man. Morgan Freeman, Invictus. Jeremy Renner, The Hurt Locker. He was excellent in that. Best Actress, we already mentioned Sandra Bullock, Blindside, Helen Mirren, The Last Station, Carey Mulligan, in Education. Also, Gabriel Sidibe, I think that's how it is, Precious. Meryl Streep, Julie and Julia. Best Supporting Actor, I'm only going to go through that. Matt Damon, Invictus. Woody Harrelson, The Messenger. Christopher Plummer, The Last Station. Stanley Tucci, The Lovely Bones. He was good in that, I saw it. Christopher Waltz in Glorious Bastards, saw that movie as well. He was great in that, too. Should I do Best Supporting Actress? Why not, right? How can I leave the ladies out? Penelope Cruz, 9, didn't see it. Vera Farmiga, it's Up in the Air. She's good. Maggie Gyllenhaal, Crazy Heart, didn't see it. Anna Kendrick, Up in the Air, she was good, saw it. Monique, Precious. Best Director, James Cameron. This is where we're stopping, I swear, because we do movies once a week here. James Cameron, Avatar. Catherine Bigelow, his ex-wife. The Hurt Locker. Quentin Tarantino. Woo! Like Quentin Tarantino. Because he came from nowhere, had no Hollywood connections. Inglourious Basterds. Lee Daniels, Precious. Jason Reitman, Up in the Air. Yeah. And then there's a whole bunch of others, but it would take us half the show. And do we care that much about motion pictures? No. We like it as a release, but do we want to do an Entertainment Tonight kind of show? And the answer is no. But we wanted to give you at least some of the Oscar-nominated folks. I thought that would be fun since we do our little cheap movie reviews once a week here on ATN. All right, I'm going to leave you with this one. It's just a thought. The thing that really worries business today is the great number of people still on their payroll who are unemployed.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.
Son of a... That's gonna leave a mark.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?